In this bulletin, ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration, calls for Australia to play a more assertive role in its alliance with the United States. The federal government seeks more safety information in its cautious bid to approve a COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, India's Test Series victory against Australia is hailed as one of the greatest of all time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghaib. Australia's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, says extra checks and safety measures of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine won't delay its distribution in Australia. Professor Kelly says Australian officials are working closely with their Norwegian counterparts to uncover details of the deaths of frail elderly people who received the vaccine. He says the medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, is considering whether to exclude frail elderly people from receiving the vaccine in Australia.
But in Norway, in a normal week, 400 people do pass away in their aged care facilities. And so that has to be put in the context of what's happened after people have received vaccines. And that needs to be looked at very carefully, and the TGA will, of course, take that information into account in their assessment in the coming days and weeks.
Australia is scheduled to begin COVID-19 vaccinations in mid to late February. Victorian authorities are still grappling with the Australian Open Hotel quarantine debacle. Of the four COVID-19 cases recorded, two are players and the other is a non-playing participant. Health officials reclassified two cases after receiving evidence of previous infection. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says reclassification from active infection to viral shedding won't affect quarantine requirements and players must remain in isolation for the full 14 days. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says COVID-19 testing rates in the state are still too low to relax restrictions. No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 were recorded yesterday, and just two cases were confirmed in hotel quarantine. More than 10,600 people were tested in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, which is an improvement on the previous day's numbers. But Ms. Berejiklian says it's still not high enough.
For us to have confidence to ease restrictions, we need to have significant opportunity to see those testing rates go up, so we have confidence that we haven't missed any cases of strains of the virus undetected in the community. So I do urge anybody with the mildest of symptoms, no matter where you live, to come forward and get tested.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is urging Australia to act in a more assertive manner in its alliance with the United States. Mr. Albanese accuses Prime Minister Scott Morrison of pandering to outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump and corroding U.S.-Australia relations by refusing to directly criticize Mr. Trump for inciting the Capitol riots. Mr. Albanese is to deliver a major foreign policy speech at the University of Western Australia ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. He is also expected to call on the new administration to make a more strategic effort to its influence in Southeast Asia and pick its battles with China more wisely. In the United States, security measures have been boosted with thousands of National Guard troops on standby ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow morning. Two members of the National Guard have been excluded from duties related to the inauguration following vetting for links to extremist movements. Metal fences and barriers have been erected around the White House and the Capitol building to avoid violent clashes. Only those who hold inauguration passes are allowed to enter. The tense atmosphere is making some residents anxious.
It's definitely very weird, right? The city has never had so many military and so many police force around, and we understand why. It just feels very weird, and it's almost a bit dystopian.
And now to sport. India has won the fourth and final test against Australia and retained the Border Gavaskar Trophy. It's the first time in 32 years that Australia has been defeated at the Gabba. It caps an incredible comeback by a depleted Indian squad, which was dismissed for just 36 in the opening test match and missing seven top bowlers, plus captain Virat Kohli. Australian captain Tim Payne says he's disappointed but congratulated India on their victory.
So again, you just got to give them credit. I think they won the key moments. Yeah, there's some things that we should have and could have done better. But at the same time, I thought India were, their batting group were amazing in both those day fives.
India coach Ravi Shastri says he had tears in his eyes, calling it one of the greatest series ever played. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, clouds clearing, 30. Adelaide, a sunny 32. Melbourne, similar conditions, 25. Hobart, sunny as well, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, a partly cloudy day, 21 degrees. Sydney, a cloudy 24. Newcastle, much the same, also 24. Brisbane, a possible shower, 27 degrees. Cairns, showers, 32 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees.